You are listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose, the food business talk show that shares with you the reality of what's happening in the food and hospitality industry. I am on a mission to help as many people as possible grow and build successful food businesses. Each week on this podcast, you'll get useful information, top tips, as well as what's really happening in the kitchen behind the scenes. Let's get on to today's show. Hello, wonderful bakers. How are we all doing today? It's Naomi and I'm back for another episode of Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets, where we're going behind the scenes of what really goes on in the food and hospitality industry, talking about all things business. And today I have got a great episode. It's called How to Fail and Be Successful, because often we see failure as the end. It's where it's all gone wrong. There's no hope. This is what I'm going to talk about today, because I have had that mindset before and I don't want you to have that experience. So I'm going to share what I've learned through my journey of having my own cafe, bar and bakery. Before I get into the nitty gritty of today's episode, I just want to tell you about my brand new course, which has been launched. My new course is called The Business of Baking, and I created it because when I opened up my cafe, bar and bakery, I went from doing a 9-to-5 job and went to then open a cafe, bar and bakery with no experience. I wasn't a professional baker. I'd never run my own business. And it was tough. It was really hard. You know, it was every day. It was a school day. I was learning every day. I was having to be a sponge. There were days where I just didn't know who to turn to ask for help. I tried to find people that would be able to, like a mentor or someone that would guide me in the right direction, that I could kind of go, am I doing this right? And I couldn't find anyone. The only people I could find were people that were interested in big brands or big food chains. And that wasn't me. I was a small business. I did try working with some of them for a while, and it was a waste of money. I wasted lots of money because they just weren't interested. And I don't want that experience for other people. So this is why I've created this course, because I truly believe that if you've got a passion for baking, you should have that opportunity to live that dream, to be able to provide and do a job you love, because you'll be doing a disservice to the people that you serve. And I learned that through my journey of opening my own cafe and bar, or the amount of experiences and connections that I created by opening my business was so, it ended up being so much bigger than it was me. And I want you to have the opportunity to do something you love and share something you love, because you're doing the world a disservice by not doing it. So the course has been designed to help you get to where you need to be, whether you're just starting out or whether you've got a side hustle and need to go into the bigger business. So this is what the course is all about. And we're going to have 12 weeks. I'm going to be with you every week for 12 weeks, but there's also going to be a community group for 6 months afterwards. So there's plenty of support available, because I really, really am passionate about baking businesses. I really want to see people do well. Even if you feel like I can bake, but I'm really not sure how to get there with the business, that's why I'm here, because I've done the legwork. I've done that hard work. I don't want you to have to go through what I went through. So come and join the course. You've got until Monday, the 4th of December, 10 p.m. UK time to join. And there's payment plans available, because I want to make it as accessible to everybody as possible. And it's going to be so useful. And you'll be with other like-minded bakers. So come and get involved if you think, I really just want to take the bull by the horns now and get going with this business. Into today's episode of How to Fail and Be Successful. One thing that I feared the most when I was thinking about opening the cafe, bar and bakery was, what if I fail? And I said that sentence so many times, it became like a mantra. I failed at that, I failed at this, this didn't go right. And what I began to realise after a time was, actually, I need to stop feeling like everything I do is wrong and turn it into everything I do is learning. Every time something doesn't go to plan, it's information that you can use to do better next time. All it is information. And we have to take the emotional side out of it when something doesn't go as we wanted it to go. I don't know how many cakes I've baked that have come out of the oven and not looked anything like it. I know, certainly when we've been in the cafe, it happens, right? When you're baking, sometimes things just go wrong. And we're in the cafe and you look and you think, oh no, that cake is dripping all down the inside of the oven and I have no idea what I've done wrong today. And then you just take it on the chin, get it out, start again. But when it comes to running our own business, it becomes a little bit personal. We get quite upset. Oh, well, what if it doesn't work out? What if I have to close? What if I don't sell enough? All of these things. But what we have to think about as business owners is actually, how do we move forward every step, every day? So what's gone wrong today, that, or what's not gone quite right, and I want to take that forward to the next step. A good example of this was when I opened the cafe and bar. The bar was only going to be open 3 nights a week, Thursday, Fridays and Saturdays, because the town that I lived in wasn't busy enough during the rest of the week for me to justify having a full service every night of the week in the evenings. So I thought Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, because, you know, Thursday's warming up for the weekend, and obviously Friday and Saturday. Without live music on a Thursday, the bar was dead as a dodo. It didn't work. And I carried on doing it for best part of probably 6 months before I decided to call it quits, because I needed to learn whether that was just the norm or whether it's just that people didn't know about me yet. So I was like, I'm going to take that hit. I know that it's probably not the right move, and I'll reduce down my staff, reduce down the hours. As soon as I put live music in there on a Thursday, changed it, it was fully booked, and I got people to book. So I knew that my staff were worthwhile coming in to do the job. I use that as an information of thinking, well, yeah, bar doesn't work on its own on Friday. Put some live music on a Thursday, sorry. Put some live music on though. There we go. Problem solved. So it was taking the information I had in front of me, reframing what it was, thinking, well, what do I do next? What's the action here? Is having that solution mindset rather than the problem. If you constantly worry you're going to fail at your business, you've got to change how that feels. You've got to change, instead of saying, what am I going to fail at? Think, well, what am I going to learn from this? So go into everything rather than thinking, I'm worried I'm going to fail. Go into it thinking, what am I going to take away from this? What am I going to get out of it at the end of it? Because not everything's going to go to plan, but we have to be able to learn and move forward to the next step. Instead of going in thinking, oh, what if it doesn't work? Why don't you put some goals or some aims or some measures so that you can see how it's actually marking up to what you want it to achieve? And one thing that we're also very good at, and I think most bakers are, is overly ambitious. I know I am. So we often set ourselves up to put ourselves on such a high level that we're not going to achieve actually what we want. Break it down. Think about the sensible goals. Think about what's realistic for you and your time frame, so that you're not setting yourself up to go wrong from the very outset. It's really thinking about how can we move our business forward every step of the way and learn from it and look at what we can then do next to improve. Another example I've got of where something hasn't quite gone right when it came to actually doing the bakery. So when I looked to open the bakery, which came later than the cafe and bar, I went to a bank and asked for a loan, and they said no, because I didn't have the cash flow in the bank. I didn't have the money I needed to open up the bakery because we were in the middle of a pandemic, and I was balancing the books quite evenly to keep everything going, which was I thought was doing pretty well in its own. But the bank said no. If I'd have just gone, right, that's it, that's the final answer, I'm done, then the bakery would never existed. Instead, I was like, okay, right, well, that's not quite gone to plan. I thought that would be the easy answer. It wasn't. And actually, it probably wasn't the right answer. I need to look at what my other options are. So I'm not going to just go, that's it, it's over. I'm going to look at what to do next. And there will be some things that you think, this isn't going to move forward. But like with the bakery, I'm like, I'm pretty sure my customers might want this, and the feedback is they want this. So what do I do to make it happen? So this is where the crowdfunding idea came from. And again, it was just looking at everything and kind of going, right, blank piece of paper, what do I do next? That's not worked, what's next? It's looking forward. It's taking that 1% difference every single day to get closer to your goals. And the other thing I had when I was opening the bakery was the sourdough. I was not a sourdough baker. I did not get into sourdough during lockdown. It was definitely not my area of expertise whatsoever. I have definitely been a bread baker that's light yeast, and that was what I used to do. However, I knew that my customers would want sourdough, and that was because it was really something that had arisen certainly during the COVID years, and I thought, customers are really going to want sourdough. It's what's going to really set us apart from other people. I'm going to have to work out how to master this. I started making the starters, started from scratch, built them up over time, and then every day practiced for about 3 months before I was even close to happy to open the bakery, because that was the reality. The sourdough kept coming out flat. There was no ear. You get those beautiful ears on sourdough. It was like a mystery as to how to get those. And it was just practice I kept getting so upset about it. I was so annoyed that this sourdough wouldn't work. I cannot open the bakery without this working. And I had to change my mindset. I had to kind of go, right, I'm going to be a scientist about this. This is an experiment. We're writing it all down anyway. Let's make a tweak every single time to one part of this bread making process to work out what we're doing wrong. And then we can work out what we do right. And we had two starters. We had a white starter and we had a rye starter. Every day we tweaked the process and the flavour was delicious. It was lovely. They just weren't happy with the ryes. We didn't have the right texture. One point we're like, I just don't know what we're doing wrong here. We've altered timings. And when you got sourdough, you had three ingredients, water, flour, salt, and obviously your starter, which is flour and water. We had three ingredients. So there's not a little room for error. Every single day for 3 months, we just went over and over and over, tweaking, adjusting. Some days it would get closer, some days it wouldn't. Temperature wise, real minor tweaks. And what actually changed it in the end was 25 grams of water. And that was it. But it was a determination and that kind of thinking, right, we've learned something today. What did we learn? We know that we're going to have to fold every 45 minutes and it will probably change during the summer. It would be very much a understanding the environment, the things we've got around us and just tweaking it. That's what we did every single day in the cafe and bakery. So it wasn't a matter of going, oh, this is just not working. We're failing at it. It's just never going to work. We had to learn. We had to be scientists. We had to do an experiment. And that is exactly what you need to think about when you're running your business of not everything's going to go right. Sometimes things aren't going to go to plan. I'm a musician, as some of you might already know. I'm a classical cellist, so I play regularly in orchestras. When you're a classical musician, you have a performance. Usually what you've rehearsed never quite happens the same way as you expect in a performance. It's just the way it goes. We have a rule of if your rehearsal before the concert goes well, then that's not a good sign. We always want all the disasters to come out in the actual rehearsal. And like one of my musical directors said the other day, that's why we practice. So business is a practice because we practice over and over again. We make mistakes, we then adjust it and then we do it again. And we get better every single time until we then perform. If you could hear how we play on a first rehearsal, it's quite shocking compared to what you get to by the end of the concert. It's unrecognisable. It's out of tune, it's out of time, wrong notes everywhere, people coming in the wrong place. But that's why you practice. That's why you just do it over and over and over again. And that's what we're trained to do. And when it comes to the performance in whatever it is you're doing, one I've done recently, you just can't predict what's going to happen. Sometimes someone might miss an entry. Sometimes someone might actually come in at the wrong place. And I've had it where we've had soloists. So in an orchestral concert, sometimes we'll do a concerto with a solo piano, violin, whatever it might be. And I've had them where the soloist is out. So from a musical director point of view, they're like, well, what do we do? Do we keep the orchestra in time or do we try and keep in time with the soloist? So at points, we're in completely different places in the middle of a performance. You just have to keep calm and carry on. The show must go on, as they say. And that's just the way it happens. Sometimes you can plan an event and it never goes to plan. Just come back next week, do it again, try something different, readjust, analyse what went wrong, learn from it. When I used to work in my 9-to-5 job, one of the things that I used to do regularly with my team was what went well, WWW. So list the things, whatever you do, if something hasn't gone to plan, start with the what went well, because you'll always get something good come out of stuff. There'll always be some good. There'll always be some wins in there. So don't forget to celebrate those little wins because they're really, really important. So do what went well. Even better if. Even better if is looking at the things that just really went wrong, that really just didn't go to plan. I didn't sell as much. The location on my market stall wasn't great, or opening at 8 a.m. in the morning for the cafe, which is what I used to do, was the wrong move. Then you can kind of go, right, even better if. If I did that differently, what would be better? And that's how you move forward. You look at what's gone well. You look at what you could do better. And then take it from there. And that will help you build a really, really strong foundation to move forward from. So instead of using the phrase, oh, that event, it was a complete failure, it was a complete wash, or something didn't go right, I didn't sell enough tickets, or I didn't sell enough cake, call it areas of improvement. It's not a failure. You're going to learn something from it so you can move forward in your business. people worry that they're going to get into business and then it's not going to work. But a lot of the time, the reason that businesses close so early is because people give up. They don't think to put all of these things in place to measure, analyze, refine, and move forward. When we go into business, and particularly if you're starting a new business from scratch, doing something you love, you don't necessarily have the skill or the knowledge book right in front of you to get everything going from day one. Not everyone's going to know who you are. It takes time to build, but you have to be prepared for that and you have to allow for that. And what people often do is think that it's just going to suddenly click into place the minute you open day one, and then get really disappointed when it doesn't happen like that. But everything you do in business, you will learn something from. You will move forward and then you can take it and use it to get better. And that is the most important thing. It's taking everything you're learning. I really benefited from when we had to close during lockdown was I'd been open for 15 months. The cafe and bar had opened for 15 months, 7 days a week. It hadn't stopped. It was so, so busy. I was quite tired by that point because I was learning on the job. I was getting used to running my own business, having a team, dealing with customers, all of those things. It was a massive learning curve. And though, even though when we opened, it was in December, so it was a really, really busy time of year. And it was good and bad in equal measures because it was so busy, we were thrown into the fire. But equally, it meant that it gave financially, from a financial point of view, it was a really, really good takings month that really helped us with other areas of the business. We'd had 15 months of being open before we went into lockdown. When we got into that lockdown space where we couldn't get ingredients, we couldn't get anything to do takeaways from, we decided to do exactly that, is kind of go, right, let's keep the good stuff, chuck out the stuff that's not working. Let's look at everything, look at the data. Let's rethink our menus, what's working, what's not, because it's very easy. And particularly when you're busy and you're trying to keep up with orders, to just stay doing the same thing over and over and over again. And it's not getting any better because you're doing the same thing over and over again. And you're not giving yourself the opportunity to look, analyze, review and move forward. And having that gap really taught me something was sometimes I need to take a step back. And as business owner, as the CEO of my business, I have to think strategically. I have to set the direction. And I can't do that if I'm in the nitty gritty every single day. So I need to give myself the space. And I used to be worried that if I didn't do the doing on any given day, we're going to lose sales. I probably made more money by taking a step back, rethinking a strategy and putting a stronger one in place that allowed me to grow it a little bit more, rethink it, refine it, review it, than I would be if I carried on working that day, because I wouldn't have got that further forward. I wouldn't have taken those learnings and moved on. I looked at the sales data. I looked at when people came in. I looked at what was working and what wasn't working. And sometimes it was a bit of pill to swallow because some of the stuff that I really wanted to work just wasn't. It just wasn't resonating with my customers. So then I started thinking, well, am I appealing to the wrong customer or is this just the wrong product at the wrong time? I could then make that call as to what I then did from there. It would give me information that I could use to move forward, and that was what I did. I hope that episode was useful for you, and I would really love to know what you find hard, what mindset blocks you have about how you move forward in your business, because we all have them. I've had plenty, and having this business and having the previous business as well, trust me, you can ask my husband, he will tell you exactly some of my stuff I go through. But I would really want to hear what you're struggling with, what you would really need the help with, what you're worried about, because sharing is caring. And that's what we're here to do, is support each other and make sure that we all have better businesses, because everyone needs more cake. Everyone needs to try what you're bringing to the table. That's what I really want to see for you. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope it was useful. As ever, love to hear your thoughts and what's going on with you. So drop me an email at naomi@bakingboss.net or come and check out my socials at @IamBakingBoss. Don't forget, you have until the 4th of December at 10 p.m. UK time to sign up to the Bake Business or Baking course. It's only going to be open until the 4th of December, and it won't be coming back for at least another year. So if you do want to get going with your baking business, then get involved now. If you sign up and you change your mind, there is a 14-day money-back guarantee, because I don't want anyone to get caught up in the hype and then think, oh, I really shouldn't have done that. Make sure the decision is right for you. I'll see you again on the next episode. In the meantime, happy baking. Thank you for listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose. If you're enjoying this podcast, then please do give it a review. And don't forget to subscribe and follow. If you want to get some useful resources, then do visit my website, bakingboss.net. And give me a follow on social media at Naomi Rose Baking Boss and I Am Baking Boss. We'll see you on the next episode.